Proclamation number 6503 of 16th of March, 1956. Protective spirit in life. Every soul is given a guardian spirit which guides it from the beginning of earthly life until death. Yet this guardian spirit must also respect the human being's free will, otherwise there would be no question that the human being would reach his aim. But he does everything in order to influence the soul such that it strives upwards. But where the resistance is still too great, he must limit himself to warding off dishonest spiritual beings so that they do not take possession of the human being. For he is allowed to place himself between these spiritual beings and the human being as long as the human being himself does not desire them, i.e., as long as he does not awaken unusual vices and desires in himself which then enable those spirits to enter him. The guardian spirits therefore always endeavor to soothe the soul in order to protect it from these evil spirits. Furthermore, they always try to stimulate the human being spiritually. They influence the human being in such a way that the good instincts in him are appealed to, that the human being is prompted to think about himself. The guardian spirits try everything to guide the human being spiritually and therefore also often prevent the fulfillment of earthly wishes. And it is they who sometimes intervene in a disruptive way when the human being is in danger of losing himself earthly, and who create every opportunity to establish spiritual contact, be it with the spiritual world or also with earthly people who strive spiritually. They will always try to spiritually direct people's thinking because they recognize what the human being lacks and are extremely anxious to guide them to the aim while they're still on earth. If the guardian spirits succeed in spiritually directing the human being's senses for the time being, then they will create many opportunities for the soul to test and perfect itself. They will also promote suitable bonds between people, for they know how they will react to each other, and they can also foresee the successes and shape their charges lifts in accordance with them. For they are of godlike will, they only act on his behalf, enlightened by him and filled with his strength. And thus no human being goes through earthly life without protection or guidance. All people have guides at their side, they just must not resist, i.e., they must be willing to let themselves be guided by them, which they express through prayer. Through the conscious appeal to God for His protection and grace and through the will to do what is the purpose of earthly existence, then he can unhesitatingly hand himself over to the guidance of spiritual beings and his thinking, wanting and acting will be right. But the guardian spirits are also at the side of those who do not yet recognize God. Only it is considerably more difficult for them to gain influence, but they will not give up their charges until the hour of death. For the human being himself is too weak and would fail if you are not given spiritual support. The human being is a child of the world because he is a child of the one to whom the world belongs. And the human being's desire for the world will always predominate, and his earthly progress would be unsuccessful if his guardian spirit did not also occasionally push itself forward and express itself, which is always the case when the human being becomes thoughtful. When the world does not satisfy him, then he will be addressed by that guardian spirit which follows the human being's every thought and immediately intervenes when it recognizes an opportunity. And his influence will consist of presenting the goods of the world to the human being as worthless and making spiritual goods desirable to him. If he succeeds in this, then the human being will turn away from the world more and more. But if his resistance is still too great, The human being will unwillingly reject such thoughts and turn to the world again. But the inner urge of the guardian spirit does not abate, and again opportunities arise where it can emerge and express itself. And the spiritual beings are overjoyed when they succeed in changing a person. When they turn away from the world and towards the spiritual kingdom, then they will work on him with increased strength and an increased will to love. Then the human being will be surrounded by beings of light and all dishonest spiritual substances will be displaced from him, and then there will also be the prospects that the human being will still perfect himself on earth, for the influence of the world of light will now be ever stronger and all resistance on the part of the human being will be broken, and this signifies complete devotion to God. Amen.